BYU wide receivers coach Guy Holliday sounds like any other coach when talking about his players.
I don't think we played as well as I want to. I think we were flat.
But when you dig beneath the coach speak, he's a pretty unique guy.
I'm probably the only African-American Samoan on the staff, which I know I'm the only non-LDS coach.
Religion wasn't his main focus when he thought about coming to Provo.
Well, the first thing I looked at was the football.
He also liked the Christian values at BYU.
And thought I wanted to accept the challenge of trying to bring young men here to live that value system.
Taysom Hill touchdown, and BYU lighting up the Longhorns.
So far, Holliday has liked the football and has enjoyed the challenge. And yes, religion does come up as a topic of conversation on and off campus. But Holliday seems to embrace it.
Always open to dialogue. Always open to learn, whether it's, any religion. I enjoy sitting down with LDS, Muslims, whomever it is. So I guess I'm not as, taken back by the church as everybody else is. I mean,
Holliday would seem to be a comfort to the non-LDS athlete.
You know, I get a certain opportunity to talk to, the non-LDS players, but I speak with a lot of LDS players also, so... You know, I'm just about people.
Mitch Matthews makes the catch and leans for the score. Did he get there for the touchdown?
No, you can talk to him all the time, and he's very strong in what he believes, but he's a guy that will always be willing to talk about it.
Senior wide receiver Mitch Matthews says Holliday is not always serious.
He's a goofball in meetings sometimes. He'll joke around a lot. He makes things relaxed.
But Matthews says his position coach also demands production on the field or you don't play. Holliday says he's a few credits shy of receiving his master's degree in theology, and that you don't need a church to have a relationship with God. He believes everyone needs to get over religious classification.
You want to tag me as something? You don't have to tag me as LDS or non-LDS. Just tag me as a good person that happens to be a Christian.
Not a lot of people would disagree. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.